long. Been alone. Hey, everybody. This is Connected Up. Get up and dance or stop dancing as soon as the music stops. Whatever. Hey, all I got to say, there are changes lying ahead in every road. And there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, there's only one way, and nothing can change the shape of things to come. But actually, we can change the shape of things to come by taking control of our reality. Let's stop being brain dead morons and start thinking for ourselves. Stop listening to your abusive government, your uncaring, manipulative government, and the manipulative news media. You know, we have to begin thinking for ourselves, thinking about what we really want, and taking command of the situation to help those that have some kind of official authority what we want them to do. And that we know that they can't be trusted to think for themselves because they prove they always end up doing things for the elite, things for the people with money, which is leaving 99% of the population out in the cold, you know? Our representatives are representing the elite, the wealthy, the super wealthy, the corporations, the negative extraterrestrial races, beings from other worlds who came here to enslave the human race, and they control us with their cabal, their new world order, their Illuminati, their fake religions. Vatican. No, that's not a God-serving entity. Just look at the pictures on the internet. Satanic artwork behind where the Pope speaks. Obelisks in the center of the plaza, which are mind control devices. I've said that many times. What do you think the largest obelisk in the world is in Washington, D.C.? Right in the center, right very close to where the Congress and the Capitol building are and the White House are. So those people can be influenced right through that monument. If you don't believe it, it's because you want to choose to be ignorant. The knowledge is out there. You're just not looking for the truth. Well, let's give some recognition to a few people here. David Wynn Miller and Russell J. Gould. Look them up. They captured the American flag a number of years ago. Russell J. Gould says he had the authority to order the troops to go out and do things. The military. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to look into that and understand what's going on. And then, what about William Tompkins, Admiral William Tompkins, retired? He has several videos out there. Just look them up. Admiral William Tompkins. And he talks about whistleblowing type information about what he's experienced firsthand by being in the military. And then we got the secret military space program info. Corey Good, who did a 20-year stint in the military in the secret space program, where when he came back, they put him through the process, and he regained those 20 years he spent in the secret space program, and he wasn't a day older from when he entered the program. And these technologies are being kept from us. And I don't hear any of the major presidential candidates like Trump or Kamala talking about letting the general public in on this important information. Regeneration of your body, taking 20 years off the life of your body. Why aren't they talking about that? In fact, what is President Trump, who mustn't have met with the aliens when he was in the presidency? And I heard he was told not to say anything, but he still could say something in general, but he wants to pretend, go on pretending that there are no aliens. And of course, we know Kamala, she doesn't know crap about that stuff. So they might not even tell her if she was to be elected. But we need to think about these things. We need to think about a lot of things. Hey, this is Calling Radio Show, 888-627-6008. You know, the science fiction movies tell us a lot about what's going on behind the scenes, and one of the best series ever put out was the Stargate SG-1, because the secret military liked the way they were presenting the Air Force military that had access to the Stargate, which took teams like SG-1 to other worlds to find friends, gain knowledge, and battle the bad guys. And this went on. The series went on for many, many years and many, many episodes. And so a lot of the secret information was shared with the writers of these episodes. So you want to take these episodes kind of seriously. There is some truth behind them. And I just happened to be watching one from 2001, Stargate SG-1, the other day. And wouldn't you know it, they went to some planet, and the planet, they discovered the planet was giving vaccines to people they didn't like to create sterility, to create a genocide and eliminate a race. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Vaccines to create sterility, one of the side effects of the vaccines. And they had ingredients in the COVID vaccines. They had them in there to do something exactly like that. 22 years later. Now, isn't that coincidental? And of course, if you watch mainstream media TV, I do it. I want to see what the enemy is up to. And they are our enemy. Propaganda for the cabal, propaganda for the negative ET races that want to destroy us, want to harm us. And they are pushing all kinds of vaccines heavily. Like I said, we have over 73 TV stations in the New York area. And just about every station has this advertising. Sometimes there are shows on that have no advertising. But the ones that have the advertising, the vaccine commercials, and the Big Pharma, other nonsense, but all have some harmful side effects they tell you about, and some of them even list the possibility of death. But it might be all right for you to ask your doctor, who is the pharmaceutical salesperson, if you can play Russian roulette with your body and take one of our vaccines. Not that you really need it, of course, but just to be on the safe side, and they play that thing of fear. Well, you know, they got testimonials, hired actors, people saying, oh, I've got my flu vaccine ready, but I'm going to get the cootie vaccine. So just in case I don't catch, make sure I don't catch the cooties. And that's the insanity going on today, just some of it, you know. While we're on the subject of insanity, do you know what caused, I came across this information the other day, that famous Guantanamo prison camp in Cuba, is that crazy? We're not friends with Cuba, we don't deal with them really, and we have a prison camp down in Cuba. It cost us $78,000 a year per person to imprison them. Insanity. You know? Why isn't Mr. Businessman Trump telling us how he could save taxpayer money? He doesn't give a crap about the common people. He doesn't know anything about them. And Kamala isn't far. Kamala isn't far behind him. Kamala. And, you know, you got to watch out. The aerosol vaccines are going to be slipping by you. They might be in the chemtrails. Who knows? And, of course, while we're talking about chemtrails, the anybody who talks about climate change, and guess what? Trumpy boy isn't for climate change. He wants to drill, baby, drill, oil. He doesn't care about climate change. Not that it's real or not real, but if you really want to improve the climate, first thing you have to do is get rid of the chemtrails. And I'll mention it again because coincidences are creating. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Yeah. Book will make you smarter than one night. Hey, look it up. You can read the first 43 pages for free on the internet. Just Google it, you know? Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. That's me. You got to write that by Tom Edison name. Otherwise, it'll take you every place else but my book. And Google has provided 43 free pages that you can scroll down and look through, see some of the pictures. The amazing pictures, the drawings that depict amazing phenomena of other life forms that share our space. I discovered this at the end of, back in the 1990s, I discovered this, believe it or not, and nobody seems to care about it. So eventually I put it into a book, and people still don't care about it. So that's why I advertise it every week. I mention to people. You know, you can download it for $5-$7 or something like that. You know, if you want the 8.5 by 11 full-size pictures book, you can get that and order that at Barnes & Noble. And also you can get copies from Amazon or go to the company books published it. Look at the pictures. And then with only 100 pages of text, you can read that in an hour or two. But you might want to reread it because it's so packed full of knowledge. It'll make you a smarter person. It talks about geometries. It talks about the hidden agendas. It mentions 39 ongoing conspiracies. And it has the pictures that shows the light trails of these invisible beings that live just beyond the range of human sight, but when they fly around at night, most of them are feline creatures. They fly through the air and they leave light trails that a camera can pick up, and the evidence is in this book. And understand, these beings are around us all the time. They're not everywhere, but where they are, and you're there, we're basically in the same space, except we can't see them. I wonder if they can see us, probably. But it's Plessner's philosophical information in his book, too, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, it'll make you a smarter person. You know, I'll give you an example. Connect the Dots Theory says, it is extremely important for people to make a sincere attempt to connect the dots of life while they are in the act of living the moment, as well as looking back in retrospect. If you are paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, you may be able to notice via coincidences that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring, invisible entities. And this is the process by which the universe interacts with you. And you might have to read that a couple of times to let it sink in. But here's something a little more simpler. Philosophically speaking, on the condition of reality and why things go wrong. No, it's not the gremlin throwing the wrench in the machine. Connected dots theory says that any time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of mankind implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind really prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. You might want to read that again, too. It's in the book. It shows up in two places. The adversaries of mankind, who are they? They're the evil ET races from other worlds, other planets, other star systems that have come here for hundreds of thousands of years and taken advantage of humanity. They're the ones that helped set up the false god religions, of which there's a bit of false godness in every religion. They've all been tainted. Some are worse than others. And who else are the adversaries of mankind? The stooges, human stooges, puppets that do the bidding of demonic beings. You know, they become satanic worshipers and do the bidding of the negative ETs that control them, mind control them in other ways. They are the adversaries of mankind too. And they use their influence, this New World Order, Illuminati, Cabal, Dark Forces, use their authorities to control every government in the world. And because mankind hasn't prepared for this such a diverse evil attack upon the goodness of mankind, good things don't last too long in this world, but the tide is changing. But until that tide changes, we need to realize we have something good. The bad guy is going to try to take it down tomorrow, just like they do on the internet. You say something that doesn't conform to the New World Order or thinking, they'll take down your post or something the following day. We're watching it happen now. They're letting us know how corrupt they are. We'll talk about corruption. You know, with all the people that got killed and severely damaged by the fake COVID vaccines, the tainted COVID vaccines, back in 1996, a congressional bill 519 and SCD-8 were passed under the Obama presidency, which prevents people from suing these pharmaceutical companies. And that's been in place since 1996. So they were preparing for what they had intended, use vaccine as a genocide. And like I said, we had another warning that this was coming. If you watch science fiction in 2001, when that started the SG-1 episode. But of course, we had a warning over 100 years ago with a cartoon that made it out there publicly, how to control the world. And the vaccines were one of the ways to do it. And all the other tricks they used in this last scamdemic. So we've had plenty of warning on all of these things. You know, and again, we're forgetting to talk about it. All this crap, fake, well, orchestrated war happening. It's not fake, it's real. People are suffering, but it's promoted. by the dark forces, by the cabal, by the Illuminati, and all the other dark force agencies, and under the direction of demonic beings and negative ET influences. We got the microwave towers out there that broadcast harmful frequencies. Some countries have actually taken them down both legally and non-legally. And we need to see that happening in America here, too, because we can't allow them. They're doing it right in our faces, slamming the door in our faces and lying to us, telling us it's okay, and we're allowing them to do that. And we have to take command of the situation and order the authorities, insist that they remove this system and give us communications in a safer way, which, of course, can be done by fiber optics. You know, you can do 5G through fiber optics, and it's perfectly safe. No dangerous fields floating around. Meanwhile, not only are the people suffering who live right next to the towers are being exposed to excessive amounts of radiations that humans weren't designed to tolerate, what about your poor children? They go to school where every schoolroom is Wi-Fi. You know, Wi-Fi puts a dangerous signal just like the cell phone tower, except the Wi-Fi signal is so close to you, and it might even be worse than the cell phone tower. Why isn't anybody speaking up about this? Why aren't your presidential candidates here, the Democrats and the Republicans, why aren't there stooge puppet nominees talking about this are going to do things for you? You know, well, that's one of the best things you can do for the general public, the common folks, is get rid of these dangerous frequency towers and Wi-Fi systems, and take the Wi-Fi out of the school because your children are being excessively exposed. Everyone's got a cell phone plus the Wi-Fi coming through the ceiling. Your poor kids are being stressed out with this. And in general, you know, chain of command structures are being used against us. That rules need to be changed, you know, just like with the Congress. The way the Congress operates doesn't work. It's a stalemate. It's a logjam. And it's money rules, and it's unfair. And it has nothing to do with helping the people, the general public. You know, the supermarkets are also part of the scam now. They're all raising the prices of food, and they'll have their excuses for why they're raising them. But at the same time, they are so incompetent. I've mentioned it to people plenty of times, like, hey, I used to like these donuts. I used to like these cookies. I used to like this yogurt. I used to like this, that, and more. And all the products I like disappear in a short time. And then other people telling me the same thing starts happening then, too, which proves the supermarkets that sell us the food at outrageous prices are not really there in a beneficial way for the people. Yeah. Because the items they sell out are obviously items that people like. And for them to allow the same items to sell out and then eventually disappear when they were selling 10 times more than any other product is insanity. And they're doing that, and they're participating in that kind of a program. And nobody is paying attention to something obvious. How can you run a supermarket and not be aware of what product sells out in 2 days as opposed to the ones that sit there on the shelf for months? How can you not know that unless you're following a plan designed to fail in conjunction with the computers that are not set up properly? Plus, you just need someone to walk down the aisles of a supermarket. How many aisles do they have to walk down? 20, 25 at the most? And just take notice, one human being can do that in 15 minutes, 20 minutes at the most. And just write down, you know, every day how much has disappeared. And it'll be much more beneficial You know, this is common sense in a computer system that's been programmed to just reorder what they did last month and not pay attention to what's selling and what's not. The stupidity of the supermarkets is unprecedented. This has been going on for decades now. And it's going to continue because important decisions like that are being left to machines and people who are lazy that don't want to do a job. Yeah, too much trouble to walk up and down every aisle in the supermarket 15, 20 minutes of your time every day and take note of what's really going on. Oh, that's too much trouble. No, you're going to waste money hiring five people to run a computer system and not really pay attention to what's going on and reprogram the computer completely. Plus, you have to pay people to set the computer system up to begin with. So you have all these extra added costs that go into the price of your food. Unnecessary and unproductive and unserving to the general public. And I just had to say that. You know, and then while I'm on the topic, you know, what about the language being used to manipulate your mind? And who's a big proponent of that? Well, first of all, we got the indoctrinating school system that teaches your kids to accept a lot of nonsense, a lot of BS, and a lot of misinformation. But mainstream media, mind control worlds, just pay attention to what's going on now. The news people have been harping about the battleground states. Now listen to that, battleground states. Well, a battle is something violent. Battleground is where the violence takes place. So they're inciting you to accept violence. You know, battleground states. And it's also negating the other states. All of a sudden, the other ones aren't important. And there is more proof that the electoral vote system is nothing but a big sham. I'm telling you, nothing but a big sham. And nobody can prove otherwise. Plus, all the other fake, not fake, but misaligning generalized statements that you're being trained by the TV to accept, and you're also indoctrinated with these statements in school. Your children are. They talk about politics. Well, there's the left, the right, and of course, people should be judged on their specific individual actions. And to put everybody in a category, left, right, middle, left, far, right. To categorize people, you're blurring the truth. Because we're all individuals, unless we've all been fully brainwashed by the school system to accept that there's only three possible views or four possible views or even only two possible views on things. And that things have to be absolute when most things are not absolute. So those manipulative words should never be used. And people, if you're listening to me and you're hearing what I'm saying and understanding, don't you use those words ever again. You know? Don't try to identify and label a political person as left or right. The same with the political parties. They shouldn't be labelized either. You know? They can be identified as crooked, but not with generalized terms of left and right. It's creating a blur. So that's what they want. They want you walking around in a fog. And if you play along with this system and think it's okay, it's not. And talk about battleground states again. If you listen to all the media news shows and even the commercials, they're using words that can be identified with violence, harming, hurting, confrontations, us versus them. There's so much of that going on that is brainwashing people to accept it, that this is the way things should be. There doesn't have to be a confrontation. No, there doesn't. There doesn't have to be confrontational viewpoints either. You know, sometimes a situation, there's many viewpoints to the situation, and we need to understand that there are many viewpoints and many ways of looking at it. The perspective viewpoints can be numerous in any situation. Let's stop narrowing it down to us versus them, yes or no, or something like that. I mean, there are a few things in life that could fall into, it's got to be one way or the other. Like that statement says, for instance, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. That's a pretty much a true statement. But this left and right blurring, middle, conservative, liberal, these terms are so indefinite. They're so blurry. And what conservative meant yesterday is not what it meant 50 years ago. And what meant, was meant as liberal 50 years ago is not what liberal means today. And so we got further blurring of truth. That's why we shouldn't use these words, these labeling words that blur the truth. The truth is very complex, and individuals are complex. And there's a variety of individuals in this world, and there's a variety of viewpoints. And in order to have a real conversation, we have to get away from these generalizations, battleground states, you know? Should be, and words insinuating violence and confrontations. We need to get away from all of this stuff, because the more we hear it, the more we use it, the more we become accepting that this is normality. It's not normality. It's a forced viewpoint used to control society. You know, it's robotic thinking. Let's get everyone to be a zero or a one. Ha, ha, ha. Because that's where it leads. And there's the problem with artificial intelligence and humanity. Humanity, the human mind has the ability, unlimited ability. A computer has its limitations. You couldn't make a computer, no matter how smart you were, you couldn't make a computer that could compete with the human mind, the flexibility of a human mind. And, you know, computers can be good for certain things, but not others. And while we're talking about computers, it's important to understand that the last couple elections, people have been, plenty of whistleblowers and testimonies have been revealed that how easy it is to hack the computer machines that we use today, the electronic voting machines. And yet, and you know, cheating has been uncovered many times. Nobody had to pay a price or anything. Nobody was punished. It was just like swept under the carpet. And everybody forgot about it until the next election. And then when it happens again, same thing. What did we do last time when people uncovered cheating with the electronic voting machine? Yeah, we sweep it under the carpet. And they'll forget in a short amount of time. So there's so much proof out there that the machines are hackable. We don't have to even debate that anymore. We know they are. Yet, neither Trump nor Kamala has said anything about replacing the voting machines before the election, which proves that both political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, are planning on winning this next election by cheating. because with the electronic voting machines, you can cheat bigger and faster than any other means. Sure, they're going to use the other means also, but mom, you can do the handiwork from behind the scenes, eliminate a million votes here, 100,000 here, add 500,000 to your candidate, and it's undetectable because it's in the computer realm, and there are just too many ways to cheat and use the computers to change the numbers. And if it's not held up against a manual single vote count, the cheating will continue. And that's what they both tell you to do. They both plan to win this next election by cheating and manipulating the votes. And why isn't the public an outrage? Why hasn't anybody publicly said anything about what I'm just talking about here? Fortunately, I don't get to go on TV like other people and talk about that. I had a really, you know, I've been having a really annoying experience with, there's this TV show in New York, and I'm going to have to tell the truth here. Democracy Now, you know, they're on an unusual show. They're kind of like anti-Trump. They're kind of all for Palestinians. And all the Palestinians that they have on, it's all one-sided conversation. They never talk about all the bad things that the Muslims do. And Muslim society has a large portion of fanatics, violent people, hatred in their hearts, just kill anybody for any reason. And they have plenty of reasons in their book of misinformation for killing people. And what are these people that want to go on and plead the Palestinian state's current crisis and genocide is being perpetrated upon them? The Israelis are turning into the Israeli government, which is they're not even the real Jews, the Zionists. I mean, all this dirt is coming out now. We're finding out these people, as usual, the government is corrupt, and most of the people are. Same thing with the Palestinians and most Muslims. They're, in general, they're good people. Of course, we can't approve of a religious doctrine that puts women second class, you know, allows the husband to beat the woman at home, his wife, allows the man to go out and rape other women. It's in their book of misinformation. Read it. It's a horror story. Yeah, they can stone people because they said blasphemy that somebody just said falsely accuses them of. And they can do all kinds of bad things to people. And it's okay because it's in their book. Well, this isn't acceptable. This is bad human behavior. So anyhow, we're back in Democracy Now. So they have these one-sided conversations about the Palestinians. I feel for the people that are suffering. But at the same time, they fail to mention all the evil of the Muslim religious group, you know, and the tremendous amount of the Muslims that are terrorists, bad guys, uncaring, evil, heartless, knife stabbing, no good so-and-so. That has to be brought out too. So anyhow, they're a little one-sided about that. They don't ever bring people on willing to talk about the bad side of the Muslim community or the fact that, you know, that the Muslim people are willing to accept this evil behavior and hatred. Some of them school their children to hate, which is really bad. This is all evil. This is the kind of society that demons want. And demons control many of these people. I guarantee all the terrorists out there, they're demonically controlled. Whatever you want. The demons control good people, too. Hey, they're invisible. They can access your mind, put thoughts in your head. They can rile you up. And because they're visible, you don't realize that you're being manipulated. But this conversation needs to be talked. Anyhow, back to democracy now. So I figured, well, maybe I could get on, they would allow me to speak as a presidential candidate, a write-in presidential candidate, because I'm in the same town, you know, I'm a New Yorker, they're New Yorkers. So I go down to, well, first, I did the usual thing, so I tried to contact them by phone. And they let you leave a message, and here's the problem. Amy Goodwin, who runs the show, you can leave a message for her, and so it's the same thing, the mailbox is full. This goes on day after day after day, and then you just give up. Then they have another option on the phone. Punch in the first few letters of somebody else, you know, in the administration, and we'll connect you with their voicemail for whatever. And that machine doesn't function correctly. I tried various names, and it doesn't. You're going to a dead end. The machine doesn't respond properly. It only works for Amy. And so that's out there. Then there's the suggestion button you can press on the phone, give a suggestion. I put forth the suggestion, hey, I'm a New York resident, writing candidate. I've got an excellent website. Have me on so I can share with the things I'm bringing to the table. I've done this numerous times, no response. So then I finally decided to walk into the building. Amazingly, they didn't. They let me go up in the elevator and come to the door. The door's locked. I said, you can't really, there's not a window to talk to anybody. So I tapped on the glass doors. This woman comes over and talks to me. And she's telling me all the malarkey already that, well, you go to everything. One contact us, go to our website. I said, I've done that. And then I'm trying to explain to her all the things. It's a dead end street. And that I'd like to, can't you help me out with some other contact information? Because the machine doesn't allow me to key in the first or last name of the person I want to speak to outside of Amy and her. You know, thing is always, her mailbox is always full. So can you help me out? No, sorry. Yeah. And so I gave her a card listing my website. She said, I'll pass so long. Well, I haven't heard yet, nothing. I'm not holding my breath on this one either. I mean, these people, I mean, they look like they're as phony as the next people, except they're just all for the Palestinians. And they're so one-sided on that. And they never talk about the bad things that the Islamic people do. It's only the Jewish people are doing bad things. And so they're overly sided in that direction. And, you know, what can we say? I wouldn't call it democracy. They only want to get the people that have been persecuted for standing up for the Palestinians. That's all they have on their guest list to talk to. And they're impossible to reach. So I'll give them a D minus at this point, grading. You know, I don't expect to hear anything from them. You know, I'll try it again. To go up with the credits of yes on the TV, I'm going to have to take the TV show goes. I'm going to have to put a camera up to the screen and film it. Well, all the new TVs, you know, you used to be able to have out from the TV, you could just tape it in, way back VCR or CD player, and everybody was doing that. Well, all the new TVs don't have outs anymore. So you can't just take it out of your TV. So that means I'll have to put a camera up to the screen and put that on CD and then run it back and stop it to get some of these other names. They run through them so fast it's impossible to write them down, you know. And this is the crap I have to go through. And I've tried to contact the New York Times before, sent a registered mail, and I never received a registered mail receipt back. And, of course, no response. I mean, that's the kind of operation they are. Again, they're elite control, new world order. So this is what is going on. I don't expect the big TV stations to give me a break because I'm not in with the new world order. I'm against it. I'm not a major party. I'm an individual with ideas. And I'll just finish this off with, go to my website and check out and see what I'm bringing to the table in regards to new solutions, fresh ideas, serving the general public, getting the Congress to get along with each other and stop the gridlock and tit for tat that they continuously play. And I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican to write my name in. So your vote will really mean something, because if you elect any one of the clowns who are running now, I don't mean to be rude, but they're not going to do anything for you. They're going to keep the status quo. Kamala is going to be a new world order puppet if she gets elected. And either party can win because they're both planning on cheating. The one who cheats the best is going to win the coming election. But the best way to foil that plan is to everybody vote for someone like me, a right-hand candidate, because they don't keep tabs on that stuff. And they won't know until days later when all the counties have votes in all the counties, because the counties are the ones who handle the right-hand votes, not the states. And that's why it's the only way to beat the big guys. Because they won't see it happen. They'll be claiming victory. And if enough people really wrote in my name, and it was, they had that. Some people were monitoring the local county offices that handled the writing votes. It's a possibility of winning, you know? But we'll never know if that's going to work unless we try. I believe that there should be enough dissatisfied people now to maybe turn, make that a reality. You say, they believe it can't happen, but let's prove them wrong. And if you just go to my website, President, right, it's a 2020 website, because I ran the last election too, so I just kept the same website to be save money. You know, I'm a cost-effective person. So the website is 2020presidenttomedison.com. That's it. Now, you know, I ran the last election too, but when you click on that 2020presidenttomedison.com, the first picture that pops up is going to say 2024. And it's also my undercover, too. Nobody, you know, the big shots, political parties, they don't think I'm running because they don't see any 2024. And they think, well, yeah, that dude ran in the last election, the one before that, too. And nobody votes for him. Okay, but let's do it differently this time, you know? Everybody is dissatisfied with the two damn candidates. Their vote, with the elite crowd, and they're not going to do really anything important for the general public. Neither one of them. Plus, neither one has ingenuity. Neither one knows how to invent new ideas. And they're just going to keep the status quo. So if you vote for either one of them, you're going to get the status quo we've had in decades, for the last 100 years maybe, where the government does not respond to the will of the people. They do the favors for the elites who give them the bribe money and kickbacks and all that other stuff that goes with serving the elites. And the elites and the New World Order together run this world. And they don't give a crap about people. They want to get rid of people. That's what the whole COVID vaccine thing, toxic vaccine was, to kill as many people as possible. And they tricked many of you into killing yourselves. And you can't sue them because I told you before that 1996 law prevents you from suing these manufacturers. A recent thing I noticed it came out, RFK Jr. said that he challenged Fauci and got the runaround for over a year and then took him to court. And he's suing him now because in front of witnesses in the Capitol building, he got Fauci to admit how many vaccines have been tested of the 72 I'm mentioning. And Fauci had to answer, we don't have any information on that, which means they didn't test any of them. They were using people as the guinea pigs. But so that's going to play out in a good way. So there's the truth. It was the government, and everybody had jumped on board, and they were trying to force people, coerce people into taking the vaccines that hadn't been tested. And people lost their jobs for that, and people lost their lives and are still losing their health because of the forced vaccination crap that your government in America and governments around the world forced on their people under the direction of the pharmaceutical companies who are part of the New World Order. And it's all been orchestrated by the negative EGs that have been controlling our world for so long. They love controlling our world, and they don't want any interference in their control programs to sterilize the human race, sicken us, make us weak, and bring our population down, just like in the science fiction movies. And so science fiction movies should be taken seriously. We've been warned many times in science fiction movies. And the negative ETs have been working with humanity for probably close to 100 years now. It started back in the 20s when counters started happening. In the 30s, they were working with the Nazis. Well, while we're talking about extraterrestrials, here's a bit. Here's a bit of information. It has nothing to do with that, but Rochester, New York, used to be a point on the equator back before the poles had slipped to where they are now. How about that? And that is interesting information. How come we weren't told that until just recently? You know, you might have heard the word the Pleiadians. The Pleiadian explosion, moving, etheric, the Pleiadians are a race that moves through time and space. They are very evolved. They had the seven basic planets at one time. They had many planets, though. And then they had their split-ups, and they had a bad section of Pleiadians. Pleiadians are mostly good, but many of them are evolved into what's called the seventh dimension, where they can physically travel through time, relocate. Yeah, and they were the ones that were going to do first contact with humanity, which is going to happen in the first half of next year. It's that soon away. And is anybody ready for it? No. You got your mind controlled on wars and high food prices and all other kinds of bad things. When we, the whole world, the collective consciousness should be concentrating on projecting love, kindness, sharing, and those things are hard to do when people are suffering through wars and oppression. But that's what we should be doing. And, you know, the Pleiadians were going to be the first contact group with the humanity, and then they said that they didn't like the way humans were treated disrespectfully, and they decided they didn't want to be the first contact people with humanity by landing their spacecraft and walking out and shaking hands in the physical. So there's another group now, and is going to meet with us. They have a name that sounds like a singing group. I think I mentioned them last week. You can look it up on a portal. Yeah. The portal, yeah, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. And you can backtrack on all the communications they've had with humanity for the last 12 years, and you can find out what's been going on, the battles behind the scenes, the battles under the world, the subterranean civilization, the battles in the sky, up in the stratosphere. Do you know that there's a certain, we live in this 8.6 mile high atmosphere that also extends 8.6 miles below the surface. Yeah, and that's a fact, you know. And again, interesting, back in the 20th century, there was a rock and roll record called 8 Miles High. It's kind of alluding to that, though it didn't specifically say, but that's basically where the atmosphere ends, although the oxygen supply ends long before you get up there. But the that bit of atmosphere has its partitions in it, believe it or not. It's not just all one glob of air that extends, the nitrogen-oxygen combination that extends 8.6 miles high. It has compartments in it that reflect light. And that's another fact that scientists still haven't figured out. But I know from my own investigations that to be true. You can put that pieces together, if you had a copy of my book, Connected Dots Theory. And that's where you get the multiple images, because there are partitions amongst the air, and one item can put off a dozen reflections, you know, and so one spacecraft could look like a dozen. If, you know, where the compartmentalization is known. Now, so much for that. But let's just move along here. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have anything important to say, call up. This is your opportunity to live life as it's happening. The latest global meditations have been a success, but we need to keep doing them, because Earth has been such a dark place, even though the battle between light and dark has been won, and we've brought enough light into that. Anchoring in light is how it's done. That's how the higher intelligences get rid of the darkness. Those are the first steps. But we still need to anchor a little more light We've got all the minor players out, or major ones, the the physical reptilians and Dracos and giant spiders that came here in 1996. They've all been removed. There might be a few hiding out in the etheric and astral planes, but the physical ones are all removed. So let's stop putting up videos about underground bases of reptilians and stuff. That has all been taken care of. Though we should always give respect and consideration to people like whistleblowers like Phil Schneider, who told us back in 1995, I think it was, his battle with the Greys underground. You know, the Greys are not reptilians or Dracos. They're some breed cooked up maybe by the reptilians, or they control the reptilians or whatever. But they're kind of gone too, you know. And so we ought to, those of us who post the videos up there, we should stop, you know, as of October of last year, 11 months ago, all these harmful critters and negative ETs, whatever you want to call them, negative creatures from other worlds, they've all been rounded up and removed, the physical ones. You know, those that have an existence in another form, like in the etheric or astral planes, most of them have been removed. But I guess there's a few ways to hide in those realms that not everybody yet. They'll be caught there when the final sweep up. As soon as we have the event, the quantum and crystallization of all life on Earth, all matter on Earth, followed by the landing of the benevolent, good guys, friendly ET races of the Galactic Confederation. Then there's another group that calls themselves the Galactic Federation. They also say they're good guys. But they differ into saying who is in command of their federation. They shouldn't have different commanders. Galactic Federation proclaims that Ishtar is the commander of the forces. And the Galactic Confederation says there's somebody else. And then the Pleiadians, they even have their picked person, the elder AI guy or something, Elder so-and-so is the commander of the military forces. So who's, you know, this is like a game show to tell the truth. Contestant number one, how long have you been in our galaxy? Well, the real commander-in-chief of the benevolent galactic forces, please stand up. Is it number one? Is it number two? Is it number three? And apparently there's an offshoot on that. There's a negative Galactic Federation, too, as claimed by Ashiana Dean. And, you know, so many choices. Who do we believe? Are they all liars? Well, we're going to find out by July of 2025, and I think we'll find out before that.
Just to be old, gotta be somebody, or how to say. rose here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave, I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.